Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. This is your boy, Sister the Lion.
The Lion, and you can listen to Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll share black history facts and tips for today's black business owner. So join me, Cecil the Lion, every Thursday from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Cecil the Lion. We do it like this every Thursday night from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the Blog Talk Radio with the Bomb Network. Welcome to the show, Black Wall Street Fort Worth. In the night show, we're going to be talking to one of the owners, Grinda Coleman, of Sisters Mississippi Style Barbecue and Soul Food. Yeah, that's right. She's going to be our special guest at probably about the mid part of the hour here. And once she gets on the line, we're going to actually welcome in and let her tell about her story. You know, it's like you know, in the whole spirit of Black Wall Street, you know, our women have been going through some things, and we're going to let her come back and tell her story about how she's getting harassed, her and her business partner, just trying to do business over at their Arlington establishment. Again, that's Sisters Mississippi Style Barbecue and Soul Food. Just trying to keep in business, trying to do good business and be a good neighbor in business. And just want to let you know that Black Wall Street, whenever there's something going on, Black Wall Street Fort Worth, we do support black business. So we're going to let her share her story today and get and wrap our arms around and see if we can get behind what's going on with Grinda in her store, I mean, in her establishment. Other thing I just want to put some attention on, if I can. They want to go to this right quick. Just want to share with you a Black Wall Street moment. Send a shout out to one of my heroes there, and that's Miss Olivia Booker, one of the last known survivors of Black Wall Street. She was about six years old when when her father's department store got destroyed up in North Tulsa in the North Tulsa Black Wall Street riots of 1921. And still to this day, of course, we know there hasn't been any reparations actually came down to the survivors or the descendants of Black Wall Street. Lots of apologies. You're getting those from everywhere. But, you know, an apology in coming from America when there's a mistake made in any other group is usually followed by some form of compensation. We are still yet to get that. So the apology, as far as I'm concerned, is an empty one. So I just want to kind of go back and kind of put a highlight on that and send a shout-out to Miss Olivia Booker, our hero, and putting a spotlight on that survivor from the Black Wall Street, North Tulsa 1921 riots that went on during that time period. And just want to actually do a little housekeeping and just know we're out with the Bomb Network and get that.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network. On blogtalkradio.com.
Hey teams, check out the Career Scoop Teen Talk Show for teens by teens. Join the Scoop Troop as they scoop up your future and dish out success every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Don't forget, tell your teens and shout out your friends right here on the Bomb Radio Network, live at blogtalkradio.com.
This is Brent Carmichael, and you can listen to Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, Safe for You, every Sunday night from 6 to 8 Central Time, where we talk music and ways to positively connect your community. So join us from 6 to 8 Central on Sunday nights, right here on the Bomb Radio Network, on blogtalkradio.com, where you are always in the place to be.
Yo, what's up, family? It's Leeko Mac, and you can listen to Saigu Radio every Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time as we highlight independent artists, conduct great interviews, and play great music. So join us every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalk.com.
This is your girl, Kay, with The Answer Is You, where we talk about life events, local news, and having the answers for the questions in the community. So check me out every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. on thebombradionetwork.com.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is the Black Wall Street Radio, Fort Worth Radio, with your host, Six of the Lion. And we do this every week on Thursdays from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. The call-in number is 929-477-1094. I want you to call in tonight and just voice your opinion on some things that are going on in your city. If you're a black business and you feel like you're getting harassed or you're not getting the fair treatment or getting the spotlight either shined on you or someone trying to take your light, give us a call, share your story. The number again is 929-477-1094. And we're going to be actually about 30 minutes into the show there. We're going to be waiting for my sister, Grinda Coleman, as she comes in and shares her story. She's the owner, a part owner of the Mississippi-style barbecue and soul food restaurant over in Arlington, Texas. And she's going to share a story about how she's been getting harassed by Arlington Code Enforcement just by being a good neighbor. Secretary is trying to intentionally sabotage her business, and she just wants to see if we can get some of the public to stand up and stand behind her business. They have a good product. They've been in they've won a few awards around in the city, been recognized, and also been to a lot of the events like Zydeco Meets the Blues and the Soul Food Festivals that have been throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Their restaurant has been part of that. So it's, the restaurant has to, cut the mustard, as they say, to be part of those events and actually be chosen to actually still be up and running in a time like this. They've been open for about almost 3 years. Anytime you can sustain a business, especially a restaurant business over a 2-year period, you're about to hit your stride. You're doing well. So our hats go off to her, and we can't wait to hear her story. But just a little bit of housekeeping and sharing what's going on with Black Wall Street, Fort Worth, and some things we're doing right now and got going on. Just want to tell you about, don't forget our mixer, the Black Wall Street mixer next week. Because it's going to be off the chain, man. Black Wall Street Fort Worth Mixer, Thursday, starts at 6:30 and goes all the way to 8. You don't want to miss that because it's going to be, where you can actually have a chance to come and shine with your business and show what you got going on. That's over at the Next to the Stage Premier Event Complex. We do that all the time, so you need to be there every third Thursday. We do it like that, so you need to bring plenty of business cards, come and share what you got going on, and just let people know, about your business and how they can find you and what's going on with the business so we can, get behind your business as well. Also, with that being said, there's some opportunities coming up with some other things we have going on in the city. We're going to be having a rally is going to be happening over on the Stop 6 side of town. Yeah, that's right. We're coming to Stop 6, to actually be part of our rallies that are going on and having talks and engaging the community about some myths, injustices, and just some conversation on how you feel about, different things like, are you getting treated fairly are you satisfied with the police presence in your community? Are they serving you well? Are there some things that you want to see done in the area that you think should be happening? And then just some little plugs. Well, how about the Rangers today? Hey, they came out and they're striking a Triple Tech Bulldogs, well represented. Shout out to Triple Tech. We had Vinny Gallardo, I think his name. Hope I'm not messing it up. He actually was on the mound and won that. Received the win for the game. He got relieved, but it's like, the Rangers ended up winning 5-3. I was a little scared there for a minute, but we kind of pulled that one off. Another thing I want to bring to your attention is near and dear to me, since we are, talking about Black Wall Street and some of the things that actually stem from that. I want to take a little bit deeper and send another shout out to one of my heroes. I put this on Facebook the other day, to Miss Marilyn Van. She is a descendant of the Cherokee Freedmen. She's also a fighter for rights for the Cherokee Freedmen and all the 5 civilized tribes of Oklahoma, the Freedmen that belong to those tribes that are actually part of those. If you don't even know anything about the Freedmen were, when they had what they called the Dos Rolls, when they got ready to go into Oklahoma territory and do a treaty with the Indians to actually end slavery on the reservations and actually give them reparations, as we call it, or whatever, during that time period. The treaties were supposed to actually cover anybody that was a slave or a person of color during that time period that was actually living on the reservations. And a lot of times during that time period, the freedmen, as we know, which were mainly black folks, were considered to have some rights as well as the Indians are. If you want to look at it that way, the people that got the treaties, you had 2 different sides. You had the by blood relationship, and you had the freedmen. And during that time period right there, you had all kind of chaos going on. If you ever heard the term $5 Indian, that was a reference to during that time period when the Dos Rolls were going on, they were getting these logs together. You would have people that would actually come up and actually pay $5 to be put on the Indian rolls to declare themselves as being an Indian are to intermarry just to actually try to get those rights that were meant for those people and for people of color. A lot of people of color, since a lot of them couldn't write the language of that day, they were deceived on lands and then furthermore later on into that they were actually taken out of the treaties as well, where the treaties weren't honored to cover them because the so-called Indians at that particular time took on the mindset of the oppressor. They took that mindset on, and they just, like, in some cases, just cut them out, saying, hey, we're not going to get a freedom of their rights. We don't have to cover them. And so there, again, you have a big chaos going on. So I'm glad that Merlin Vander stepped up to the plate for the Cherokee tribe and the freedmen that are there to actually try to get these people back their voting rights, get them back into the fold of being able to be part of what was, you know, legally, you know, if it was just a want to on a document, it'd be one thing. You know, if it's something that we felt like we should have some reparations and we're fighting for it, it's one thing. But when you have a treaty that's been put in place and now you're having to go back and fight for that, it's a long battle. She just left Washington, D.C., and things are still on the books. They're still trying to, you know, get things in the favor of putting the freedmen back in their rightful place of being able to get the rights that they are well deserved. So hats off again to Marilyn Van. All right, and just want to go back and see if anybody in the studio. Yeah, we've got a couple people in the studio here. So if you do want to call in, that phone number is 929-477-1094. I'm your host, Seats of the Line, and I'm going to take you to the air a little bit and see who's on the airways. I got a caller on, let me see this number right here. This looks familiar right here. I got an 817-566. Hey, caller, how are you? Pronounce your name and tell us who you are.
Yeah, this is Kay.
Hey,
Ms. Kay. How you doing?
How you doing? It's just feeling great. The answer is definitely you. But I heard the show is like it's hitting off on the way it needs to be coming out on all cylinders. So how do you feel about yourself?
I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I really am, and I appreciate, you know, you all allow me to be, you know, be there, you know, and it's, you know, I love it, you know. It's something different. I'm usually in the medical field, but, you know, I have some things to say, and I'm glad that y'all gave me that platform. I'm thankful.
Well, I know you're a natural at it. I know you're coming on, you've been backing up, just like everybody else your show that's been out there. Well, we're glad you pulled your own card and said, I'm going to do my own thing, and we're glad to have you out there. So we're going to keep supporting the show, and we just want to say thank you. And can you tell us when your show is on so people can actually tune into it?
Yes. The name of my show is The Answer Is You. It's on every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. You call the same number that you're calling here, and I hope to hear from you. We have all different types of topics, you know, and I would like to hear what you all think about domestic violence. And this week we're going to be talking about the Army veterans, and different things like that. So listen to the show, charm in, have your people to call in, you know, and I hope and pray that we all can come up with an answer for whatever question there is for you. Appreciate it.
There you have it, my lady, Miss Kay, with the answers. You want to catch that out there, y'all. I want to say thank you for coming by.
This is your girl, Kay. Listen to my show, The Answer Is You, every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
All right. It looks like we got another caller. I'm going to the 817-353. Go ahead, caller.
Yo, what's going on, fam? You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, Nico Mack, man. You know, what's going on with you?
Man, everything is great, man. It's like we got a nice power-packed show, man. We got, I think my caller, my guest may be on standby right now. We'll probably bring her in just a moment here. But we're talking about today, man. It's like harassment in the business place, man. When you're trying to be a good neighbor, you know, is everybody around you trying to, you know, trying to live in harmony and where everybody can make some money? We have a Miss Brenda Coleman. She's one of the owners for Mississippi-Style Barbecue and Soul Food. She's our guest tonight, and she's going to be sharing her story about how she's getting some harassment, man, from a code enforcement officer. It seems like they're trying to intentionally sabotage her business, man. So I'm going to let her tell the story. I may be putting it a little bit over the top, but I definitely want to get it out there to the listeners and say, hey, man, this could happen to anybody. And so, you know, sometimes bad things happen to good people. And I had a nice conversation with Ms. Coleman for the last couple of days, and seems like a nice sister, man. So we don't want to, you know, I want her to get her story out there and actually let it be told so we can wrap our arms around and support the sister.
Right, I think that's awesome.
Well, I got you on the line. It's like, you know, we're gonna get to my guest in just a moment. Man, share your part about your story, man. It's like, you know, tell us what's going on, man. Lico Mac, man, you got so many things happening. It's like, man, you really helping put Black Wall Street Radio, the Bomb Network, and all the shows that we have up on the Bomb Network on the map, man. So tell us what we got coming up in store, man.
Oh, well, you know what, man, we all family, and that's what, you know, I mean, actually you, and I want to give a big shout-out to Ms. Kay and Ms. Shanita and also Brett, you know, all part of the family, man, here on the Bomb Radio Network. And, man, you know, yeah, man, that's what Black Wall Street is about, man, reaching out, helping black businesses in whatever capacity we can, you know, and, man, your show here really and what you bring into that. It is awesome, man, bringing them on and giving them that platform to speak about what's going on in these communities, you know. And so, but what we do here, man, like I say, we getting ready for the actual mixer, Black Wall Street mixer, man. If you know, if you around, get down, come down, man, on October the 15th, next to the stage events complex, man, we have our Black Wall Street Forward Mixer. We're inviting everybody out. It's a free event, man. Come out, enjoy, conversate. Net worth, everything, man. Get it out there. So that'll be October the 15th from 6:30 to 8. And we have a good time out there, man. Every third Thursday.
Man, I'm excited because I know we don't always spotlight a special guest because everybody's a special guest there. But this time we got a real special guest who's going to be there at the mixer. We got Miss Terry Attaway, and she's going to probably drop by the show a little bit later and just kind of plug her being there. But I just want to tell you what I know about her. So, you know, the House Authority of Fort Worth, you know, she sits on that board there, and she actually has been doing things. And, you know, she's one of the top realtors in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And then now she's actually rolling out some other products, man, that are going to be able to help small business take them to the next level. So I am real excited about being able to have her come and actually sure she has to offer at the mixer coming up on the 15th. So if you're out there and you're going to talk business or you know somebody that wants to be part of business, you want to get them to the mixer on the 15th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And that's going to be next to the stage premier event complex. And what's the address, Lico? What's the
4612.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Granberry Road. Yeah, just probably, if you're coming, going west on 20, get off on Granberry, you're gonna go probably about maybe two lights down, and you'll see it on your right hand side. The blue building with the gray writing looks like you just walk into Dallas Cowboy Heaven, buying your cowboy
hitters
out there.
That's real talk, man. We're having a good time, man. And we actually, like I say, man, we're just out here to reach out to our communities, man. And like I say, we thank Black Wall Street for work the show, man, actually coming on, man. I think you're doing a great job. Again, I want to welcome Ms. Kay Show. Her debut was last week, and she's doing a great job. And, I mean, everybody that's on Brent, Safe for You, along with Career Scoop, man, and Sagu Radio, man, we're just getting it in, man. And we out here doing it. But, man, big ups to you, man, and I know the show's going to go good, and I don't want to hold you no longer. I know you got a great show in store, so I'm going to let you get to the show, man. But I thank you for letting me spend a few minutes on your show, man.
Man, we want to appreciate you. Lico Mack, y'all, every time he comes by, we know. But y'all want to check out Sagu, man. Let's step your game up on Fridays, man. So follow me today. Tomorrow, you want to step up Sagu? Let's plug him right quick.
Yo, what's up, family? It's your boy Lico Mack with Sagu Radio. And you're listening to the Bomb Radio Network right here on blogtalkradio.com. Now it's time to step your game up.
All right. This is your boy Cecil. I'm Cecil the Line, man. We're back on the hour. I got a call. I got a few people on the switchboard there, but I'm looking at a 817-999. Can you make yourself known and tell us where you're calling from?
Good evening, Cecil. This is Terry Attaway, and I'm calling from Fort Party Worth.
Hey, Terry. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you can chime in. We just got through talking about waiting for you to actually be able to bless us with the mixer next week. And we just want you to be able to come in and, you know, just tell us about, you know, about what you got going on. Tell us what you're doing now. You got your fires on so many irons. You got irons in the fire because all your stuff is lit. And I know you're blazing with it. So come and tell bunch of my radio artists and tell them what you're doing right now.
Okay. Great. Thank you for having me on to say a few words. And basically, for the audience, my background is 30 years in financial services. So it means that I've spent a lot of time helping people who look like me become wealthy or learn about wealth, basically through real estate and things related to real estate. But I'm happy to say that I'm adding to my arsenal things that will help business owners too, whether it be saving money on payroll taxes for your employees or saving money on your procurement costs as you're purchasing things for companies. We have ways to look at vendors who will help reduce your costs across the board. And we also offer some merchant funding, which could be commercial lending or actual quick merchant funding based on a company's receipts that they take in. You know, if they need some money to help leverage them to do something quickly, I've added all of that, and I'm excited to be able to have some things to offer business owners now as well.
That was a quick elevator speech. Are we going to get the full meal deal on next Thursday?
You will. So that was really quick and dirty, but I love the fact that I'm going to be at your mixer on next week, so on next Thursday the 15th. So out of all of that I just briefly touched on, if you need some more information about any of those things, I'd love to see you there, and we could have some time to talk.
Well, Terry, I want to say thank you for coming by, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and much success on the business out there, and we will see you Thursday at the mixer, and yeah, just stick around, or if you can't, you know, just try to replay, as soon as this is over with, we actually go back in and we archive it, but tonight we have Gwenda Coleman. She's actually former owner of a restaurant business called Mississippi Style Barbecue and Soul Food over in the Arlington area. And, you know, we're talking about standing up for your rights, you're standing up for what you know is right. It looks like she's been getting some intentional harassment from a code enforcement officer just because she was trying to be a good neighbor and do what's right for not only her own business, but her neighbor's business. And sometimes people don't see eye to eye with what you got going on. So with that being said, on the other side of this song right here, we're going to come back and we're going to bring Ms. Coleman on, and we're going to actually talk a little bit about her story, let her share it, and then we're going to get off into, you know, just chop it up with her and see where you fit in, because I'm pretty sure if she's going through this, there may be somebody else going through the same thing. So we want to actually, you know, stand united behind her and actually let her know that, hey, when somebody's rocking her boat, we want to make sure that we stand behind anybody that's rocking anybody's boat, especially when it comes down to business, and that's Black-owned business. You're listening to Cecil the Lion. That's on Black Wall Street, Fort Worth Radio. Mm-hmm.
I'm Cecil the Lion with Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio, and you're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, baby, this is your boy Cecil the Lion with Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio. It looks like we have our guest. She's been holding for a minute. That's why I know she's getting the feeling for the show. She's in our so-called virtual green room. And we're going to bring her on because I didn't want to, you know, we want to talk and get her side of the story. But we have Ms. Grinda Coleman with the Mississippi Style Barbecue and Soul Food Restaurant over in Arlington, Texas. I'm going to come and let her plug and give you all the details on where you can find her as well. Because not only do we want to tell her story, but we want you to go out and support her business. So, because it looks like I went to the website, which is www.sisterswithah. That's SISTAHSBBQ.com. When you go on there and look at some of the plates and what they have to offer out there, it makes you want to drive with her right away. I just wanted you to know I'm doing my show on location. I'm here in Wichita Falls doing the show on a location from here. If I was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I'd probably be pointing my car going over to Sisters Mississippi-Style Barbecue and Soul Food to get me a plate to go before this game come on. But you know how that goes. And we're going to bring our sister on, and we're going to talk about sharing her story about what do you do when you've done all you can do to be a good neighbor with your business and you feel like, you know, that the cards are being stacked against you because now the people that are supposed to be there to look out for you seems like they have taken sides and are trying to intentionally sabotage your business through because they have a badge or some type of authority. So I'm paraphrasing it, but I'm going to let her come on and tell the real story. Grinda, are you out there with me?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I got you out there loud and clear, and the listeners out there on Black Wall Street, our Fort Worth radio audience, are out there listening to you as well. So I want you to be able to just come on and first tell us the full name of the business, where you're located, you know, when you're open, so we can get that far out of the way so people can actually start pointing their cars over there before you share your story.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to come on your station. I really appreciate talking to you the last couple of days, you know, because we do have to have a voice somewhere in order to get the word out of what's going on. But I am with Sisters Mississippi Style Barbecue. We're located at 1420 West Arkansas Lane in Arlington, Texas. We're one of only two African-American soul food and barbecue, well, the only barbecue place, but only one of two soul food places in the Arlington area. We have been in operation for the past almost three years, doing pretty well. We've been featured on Yelp, featured on Fort Worth Star Telegram two or three times on numerous blogs. So when you look up number one barbecue, number one fried chicken, number one soul food, our name comes up. So we're doing great things in Arlington. Like I said, you know, like any small business, a lot of work. We're still trying to build our culture within the Arlington area. But we're just happy to be there. We have a lot of loyal customers who come and support us on a daily and weekly basis, and we're so grateful for that.
Hey, I like that already. I said you're making my mouth water, but hey, unfortunately, I'm out of range right now, but I'm coming. I'm letting you know I am coming. I want me a combo plate because I want to taste a little bit of everything.
Well, you know what? We're looking forward to you coming out and getting some of that good soul food. Like I said, a lot of people come for the barbecue, but when they see the soul food, they really get into those smothered pork chop and smothered chicken and collard greens and all of that. So we do have all of that.
You're flipping the script on me now. You let me think I'm going to come for some barbecue, and then you put the soul food look on me. So now I'm not even able to make up my mind. So I gotta eat one there and take me one to go. How that sound?
Oh, that sounds great. You just come on out. We'll take care of you. Come get you some of this good food. But you wanted me to tell you what was going on in our area, huh?
Let's get down some brass tacks on what's going on with the business, and let's just reach out to the Black Wall Street Radio family and see how we can actually wrap our arms around the business and get a listen here on, and then try to come up with solutions. I consider myself a solutionary, and so in my circle of influence, I consider all those folks to be solutionaries as well. We try to roll our sleeves up because, like you said, we don't have enough black businesses out there that are already established and are doing their thing for one to fall to the wayside because they just need the support of the people. So share your story with us, and we're going to sit back and listen for a minute.
Okay. Well, like I said, we've been around for about 2.5 years. Like I said, we're only one of three in our area within a 20-mile range. Not very many black-owned restaurants, and now kind of see why. This started back in July. You know, we've been living peacefully, paying our taxes, trying to be good neighbors to the people that are surrounding us. But we've had a conflict, and one day we came into work, and we had environmental from the city of Arlington. We had the health inspector. We had all these different agencies out to look at our grease. You know, there's a grease container that, you know, that every restaurant in town, I don't care where you buy your food at, any used grease goes in that receptacle, and then they come and pick it up, you know. But this summer we've been experiencing 104-degree weather, and one of our neighbors complained that they were receiving odors from that grease container. And so when environmental came out and everybody came out, they said, hey, you know, you guys are in compliance. There's no problem. Just keep doing what you're doing. You know, we have to investigate if we get a complaint. I said, no problem. And we went on about our business. Then a couple days later, we get a call from code enforcement. Code enforcement comes out, and the lady says, well, you can't have that container there. And I said, well, what do you propose we do with the grease? And she says, well, you need to just pour it down the drain, which is completely against the law. I mean, you're talking
now,
about...
Now, wait a minute. I want everybody to get this after... Now, you had a lady come in from code enforcement. Now, she's supposed to be upholding all the rules and regulations up for the city of Arlington, all its ordinances, right?
Right.
And
she's supposed to be trained in those ordinances.
If she told you to pour some grease, now everybody not even in the restaurant. If you're just a home cook, or you doing something, you know, mama tells you to pour some grease, everybody knows not to pour the grease down the drain. So she actually told you to pour the grease down the drain.
It's actually in writing. We have a copy of the notice of violation.
And
she put it in writing. And she said, and as a matter of fact, it was so amazing because, you know, once I found out that, you know, that she told me to pour it down the drain, I said, well, I need your supervisor's name. So I called the supervisor, and by this time, she's uploading the report to the supervisor. She says, well, you're not supposed to pour it down the drain. I said, I know. And she said, well, you know, everybody has a grease thing, and you're supposed to be able to have those. I said, I know. And she says, well, I can't imagine. She said, so the lady is telling me, I can't imagine that my worker is telling you that. So by this time, the upload comes in, and she starts reading the report. And she says it out loud. She said, oh, yeah, she did tell you that. She said, well, let me get back to you, and I'll call you back. You know, and so by this time, we get a call back about 2 or 3 hours later saying, oh, it's no problem. You're allowed to have it. But we had concerns about, you know, issues with the thing. I said, we've never had any issues with it. Matter of fact, it's sucked out through a tube, so we don't move it. All we do is coat the grease in and put it in there. Well, someone went back there and poured grease all of them down the alleyway, put food all in it. And even the landlord said, you know, we've never had that problem with them. So we believe that the neighbor that was having problems with us sabotaged us and then called the city for them to come out and investigate. So after that incident, like I told the lady, I said, if you're a code enforcement officer and you're telling me to violate the law, you apparently don't know your job. So we're thinking, so after we talked to the supervisor, she said, well, it's no problem, Ms. Coleman. Just make sure that it's clean. So we had to spend almost $500 to $1,000 to pay somebody to come in, clean up all that grease, fix the area back. So we had to pay money that we shouldn't have had to pay to get that resolved so that we would not be fined. And so then after that situation, he comes back like 2 weeks later, and we had this sign that, you know, we put on the street. Everybody, you know, even the lady at the beauty shop, they do the same thing. We put a little sign out there, and it's professional. We went to the printer, got something. You know, it's not hand drawn. It's very professional. We put it out every day, and it really draws a lot of customers to our store. A lot of people see the sign, they don't see us, but they see the sign because of where we're located. So she comes out, she says, oh, you can't have this sign between Monday through Wednesday. You can only bring this sign out on Thursday through Monday, okay? It has to come in by noon on Monday. That's okay. So I sent my work out. He pulled the sign in and brought it in. She comes back a week later, and she said, you can't have that sign. She said, that sign is in violation. You can't have that type of sign on the street. I said, well, I thought you said I can have it between Thursday and Monday. Oh, no, no, no. You can't have that one at all. It can only be 5 feet from your door. I said, well,
so
ma'am, if it's 5 feet from
your door.
Huh?
So she just flip-flop on you.
Oh, she's
so
flip-flopped. It's like the whole. It's the same sign. Mm-hmm. I said, that's the same sign that you told me I could have. So I'm confused. So I call her supervisor again. She says, oh, she's just doing her job. I said, that don't look like somebody's doing their job. She don't know her job. I said, if she knew her job, then she would have told me that day, you can't have this type of sign, and only type of sign you can have is this type of sign. So I said, okay. She said, well, you can only have it 5 feet from the door. So I said, okay, no problem. We took the sign in and then put it back out. She comes back the next week, and which is this week that we're talking about, and she says to me, oh, Ms. Coleman, you got signs on the side of your building. Now, see, so I want you to understand, these two signs have been up there since May of 2013. We put those signs up when we first opened. You know, when you first open a business, you put your signs up to let people know that you're coming. And these signs have been on the wall since 2013. So she comes in and says, oh, you can't have those signs. Those are in violation. Those signs got to come down at least in 30 days. Those are banner signs. You got to have a permit. That's $150. And if you don't have a permit, I'm going to fine you. And I said, wait. I said, wait a minute. When you came out here, I said, you've been coming out here since July. Those signs have been up since July. Now you're telling me they're in violation. How come you didn't see those signs? She said, oh, well, you know, you can't just put a sign up. I said, ma'am, ain't nobody just put that sign up. I said, look at the sign. I said, you can tell the wear and tear on the sign that it was not just put up. So what are you talking
about?
Now,
was the sign just a regular sign or was it electronic?
No, it's just a regular banner sign. You know, like you buy a banner, and we have a sign board on the side of our building, and we put a banner sign across the top of it. In the front of our building, we have a light up sign, but on the side we have a banner sign. So we put that up, and we've had those two signs there since 2013. She said, "Oh no," I said, "Well," I said, "So how long have you been a code enforcement agent?" I said, how come you couldn't look when you came before and told us, when you told us the other sign was illegal, to tell us to take those signs down? I said, that one makes sense. I said, if I did my job like that, I wouldn't be in business. I said, and I told her, I said, why don't you walk around our building and find out if there's anything else? And I'm not even talking about it. She came out another time about lights, and we had to adjust the lights. I said, if you find out if there's anything else that you need to take out now. See, so the part I have a problem with, this is a restaurant. She didn't come at 3 o'clock. She didn't come at 3:30. She came at 12 o'clock.
During the lunch rush.
And a lunch rush with customers in my lobby. And she kept coming. And even if after she gave me the notice, I said, okay, ma'am, I got it. She kept coming back in. She came in so many times that one of the customers said, if she comes in here one more time, and this is a white customer, I'm going to call the mayor myself.
So, right, hold right there. Yeah, y'all know the food got to be good. If you got customers, get ready to call the mayor because they're looking at you getting harassed. But go ahead.
Well, and that's what it was. I mean, she came in and she said, well, I measured this and this is supposed to be this. And you can't have, I said, ma'am, you've given me your notice. So now you can go about your business and do whatever else you got to do. I got it. I have customers. She came in two more times after that incident. After I told her, I got it, you gave me your notice, I'm cool, you move on. You know, she still kept coming in. And so the white customer, he got upset because he felt like, you know, she was not, it was an overstep of her boundaries as her job. So that day I called her supervisor, and I called the supervisor's supervisor. And so what I got from them was, well, this lady is just doing her. Well, first of all, I talked to her immediate supervisor, who told me she's just doing her job. I said, ma'am, she don't know her job. I said, people that know their job, I said, they handle everything while they're there. I said, I haven't changed anything since I've been here. All the signs and stuff that she's talking about, they've been here since 2013. So if there's anything that has to be changed, why can't she make those Why can't she recognize what needs to be changed and tell me at that point versus keeping coming in and out of my business and coming in and out of my business during one of my the busiest time of our day? I said, so I said, that's not professional. And I said, that's overstepping her boundaries. To me, that's harassment.
So has there been any other incidents besides the three you just named?
Oh, no, that was an incident about life. You know, we had, and this is after the grease trap. So now I want you to understand something, Cecil. I've been here 2.5 years. I have never seen a code enforcement officer. No one has ever come into our store. Now, we've had health officials come in because they have to inspect. You know, that's the only contact that we've had with the city of Arlington in 2.5 years. You know, which is our annual health inspection. We have never seen a code enforcement officer. We have never been to, hey, you're not in violation. You're in violation of this. We have not seen anybody in 2.5 years. But in the last 3 months, we have seen at least 4 to 5 visits from this one person.
Now, a lot of the stuff that she actually named on some things were coincidental, but you had a coincidence of yourself. We talked earlier. You said there was an incident all these incidents started taking place after you took some action of your own as far as like trying to be a good neighbor in your business. So kind of share that as well.
Well, we're right next to a snow cone shop. And this snow cone shop has been there since 1978. And Cece, when you see it, you want to ask yourself, how did they even get a permit to even put this place here? Because it is completely, the way it's set up, it violates the fire code, because if the cars block the fire code, they block our parking, they block the entryway. So we had put up a sign that says stop, you know, stop right here, and so that her customers would not block the entryway into the complex or block our customers from coming out. My customers, if they park in front of my building and she got a rush, her customers blocked my customers in. We have literally had to come out and ask people to move. And they used the U-turn from the snow cone to come back through, but they hit 3 or 4 cars. And so I went to the landlord and said, hey, you know, logistically, this is not good. I said, you know, we've had 3 cars hit because these people are U-turning in this tiny space. And he said, okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to block the space. Now, this is against the snow cone owner's. She's not liking this, because what she's telling me, well, I've been here since 78. I say, I pay rent just like you pay rent. I don't care if you've been here since 62. And I said, unless he's going to give me free rent, I said, then I have just as many rights as you have. And I said, and right now, the way you... Right, I said, the way you're parking, I said, the way your people are coming through here, flying up in here, blocking intersections, blocking fire code lanes, I said, this is unacceptable. So the landlord blocked it. And so when he blocked it, ever since then, they have been, like, out to get us. So apparently she has a friend downtown, so this is when the code enforcement officer started, because when she couldn't get the blockage where they can't U-turn taken away, you know, then they started messing with our signs. We had $300 worth of signs made, you know, the stop sign. We had another sign made. One of her employees took the sign and threw it in the trash. So they reimbursed me for the signs, but they first said we didn't do it. And since to prove this, you know, I filed a police report on the theft of the signs. And they later admitted that they took the signs and threw them away. So I ignored that. And we went on. We got another sign, put it out, and that was. And everybody in the complex, the man, those signs are really helping, because at least it stops people from blocking the entryways and the fire. So even when code enforcement came out, I asked them, I said, how are they allowed to block fire lanes? How are you allowed to block the fire lane and to block the entryway into a complex? You know what I was told to do, Cecil? I was told to contact, anytime that happens, to call 911. Now, do I look stupid? So I'm going to call 911 anytime somebody blocks the lane or the fire lane.
Wow.
So, I said, yes, I saw. I said, you said, so you want me to stand out here and every time I'm supposed to call the thing? She said, then they might send somebody. I said, yeah, they're going to be laughing at you and me. I'm not calling for that now. I could file a complaint with the fire code, and they should be able to come out and review it. But, you know, we've got to be good neighbors. We're not trying to get anybody in trouble. We're trying to exist, let you exist. You make money, we make money. So since all of this has happened, and the lady's telling me, I asked about the size of why are you now complaining about the size of the building size? And she told me that she got a complaint from a citizen. And I told her, I said, ma'am, you don't even know the code. So how does a citizen know the code?
My sister, so, I definitely sympathize with you on that one. And, you know, I just want to, you know, just share this with you. I did a, you know, this is a little slight investigation. I'm no shape or form Perry Mason, but I have been in the restaurant business as well. And it's like with a grease trap and, you know, the things that go along with a grease trap, you're required to have a grease trap. If you got a restaurant, you're required to have a grease trap, first of all, and you know, pretty much know that. And if you're required to have any other type of business that's supposed to have a grease trap or a grease receptacle or whatever, they have to have one also. But when you have multiple businesses like that all in one area, and someone comes out and accuses you of actually, you know, destroying your area of a grease trap to having debris or having grease around your grease trap or whatever, to me, it's like, if they didn't catch you in the act, how can they blame you for something that they didn't literally see you do? You know, so I think that was, you know, very, very petty of them actually, you know, charging you a fine right off the bat. It seemed like they would have just said, hey, you need to get this cleaned up and gave you a warning. But the fine thing, I think, was a little bit overboard. So, first of all, I think it started out on bad ground. And then you said something about the signs. You've been there for almost 3 years, and the signs were never a problem. And then the things that she actually told you about the days of the week and all this kind of stuff. Besides, I went into the city of Arlington's website and looked up the ordinance and the fees for signs or whatever. I just didn't know about no days of the week and nothing like that. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong spot. Maybe this lady needs to, you know, we need to, like, you know, put the pressure on the city of Arlington a little bit further. But I want to put their number out there just in case anybody wants to inquire. I got a number. You may have a different one, but I have an
817-459-6502. I don't think that is a. Well, you know that that's the nine, but you know that code, the sign code, are 500 mm-hmm. pages long. It's 500 pages, and now get this. Now, if I'm over there by Dallas Cowboys Stadium,
then
I can have the same sign that they say I can't have at my store. I can have it over there. But
right.
I can't have it where I'm at. I said, that don't make sense. And all this 5 feet from the door, all this stuff. I said, now in defense of the law from the code enforcement, everything that she's saying is right. Because we went back, me and my sister went back, and we looked at the code. People. So she's right. We are in violation of the code. But guess what? We didn't know it. And define, just like you're saying, it exists. And my sister went and pulled it, and we've been studying it the last 2 days. So we want to know where we're in violation, so we know what to do.
That brings you back to this point right here. It's like when you have this lady. I guess the code enforcement lady. I guess when you call the supervisor, this is a season, not just a fly by night. This is a season. Supposed to be a season officer, right?
It's supposed to be. She's supposed to be on the job at least 5 years, and she don't know the job.
Right. So it seems like at that point in time, and you know, with you actually being in a business and wanting to comply, that she would have actually showed you that information or shared that information with you, you know, to the T where you could see it and abide by it, because everything else she's actually came your way. It looks like from the conversation, you actually tried to go out and make a correction on.
I'm an abiding citizen. I'm not out here to violate the law. I mean, but you know, like I say, some of these rules and regulations, now they're stupid. And of course, she tells me, well, you have to go before the city hall, and you have to do this, you have to do that. And you know, I run a business. I really don't have time to go sit down and hope I get on the agenda to discuss some of these stupid sign laws that they've come up with. And I understand the reason why they come up with sign laws. But that's, and like I told her, that has nothing to do with Michael Point.
My complaint is that
if you have a job to do, you should know your job well enough where you're able to relate the issue to the taxpayer so that they can make the necessary changes and be in compliance if they don't know. You know what I'm saying? But to tell me to pour grease down the sewer and remove grease disposal unit, it's almost as if I was being told to do those type things so that when I did them, the environmental would come out and find me. You understand my point? It's like I'm being told
Absolutely.
To do stuff that if I do them, then now you're gonna find me tremendously as a result of doing it. So it's like, lady, do you think I just got off of a turtle truck? I mean, you got to be crazy. So those are things that I'm saying. These are things, and then you keep coming back. And then when you come back, it's something different. And when it's nothing different from the time you came before. And that's my point. My point is, if it's something that I need to fix, look around, tell me, and then let me see what I need to do to fix it. Because I'm going to go back and look at the same thing you're looking at so I can find out what I can do to maintain what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And if I can't, then I understand that.
Okay, well, in the interest of time, because it looks like we got 2 minutes left on the clock there, I just want to actually state this right here. Right now, this show right here, we're on Black Wall Street Radio with Ms. Gwenda Coleman, owner of Sisters Mississippi Style Barbecue and Soul Food. And the things that she's actually going through with her business with the city of Orleans or whatever, this show is archived. Once the show ends, it will archive, and it will stand as a record. So we're going to use this, and we're going to push it out there, and we're going to actually share this story and share this share the replay of this with everyone that we need to have. And then as far as the city of Arlington goes, if you need us to be in contact or stand behind you in any type of way, my sister is like the Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio is there behind you to actually go and, if need be, if we need to get in contact with the city of Arlington, if we need to contact with whoever, we will do that. So, before we go, because we got 60 seconds, I want you to plug your business, because we're going to take care of the business of dealing with the city. I want people to know where they can come and find your restaurant at and support you there as well.
Yes, we're located at 1420 West Arkansas Lane, and that's between Fielder and Davis Street. It's going toward like Pantego. So a lot of people get confused and they stop midway, but you got to go all the way like you're going toward Fort Worth. And like I said, we specialize in Mississippi style barbecue and soul food. We also have all the desserts, the banana puddings, the peach cobblers of the world. All we ask is that you give us an opportunity to prove to you that we are the best soul food place and fried chicken place and best barbecue place in the Arlington area. And if we can get the support of the community, then we can be here a long time. And we definitely want to serve you. And we do catering, we do delivery. If you bring in 10 orders, yours is free. You know, so we do everything we can to help people that are trying. So we have a lot of companies that order from us on a daily basis, and we get ready to place, do the fried turkeys and the hams and stuff for Thanksgiving. So if you look out on our website in the next few days, you'll see those menus also too, see for popping up. And last year, I think we did almost 80 to 100 different dinners for different families. So we definitely want to make sure that, you ain't got to worry about trying to do your own turkey, find your own turkey. We do all of that for you.
Well, I want to say thank you for coming by. Yeah, that's our show for the night. We're going to get behind this business, and you're going to see us actually pop up and do our own live event over at the Sisters Mississippi Style Barbecue and Soul Food. This is your host, Sister Line, signing out for Black Wall Street Radio, and we want to say thank you and tune in next Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30, same time, Black Wall Street Radio.
I'm Cecil the Lion with Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio, and you're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.